A common council committee has recommended placing on hold a proposed study of turning Milwaukee's drinking water over to a private operator. There are some small privately run systems in the state, but no large system like Milwaukee. So environmentalists and labor groups have made a big effort to sink the Milwaukee study. Attorney Melissa Scanlon of Midwest Environmental Advocates says she's glad a city committee has done so.
It should be off the table because we know that water is essential for the future economic development of this city. It's essential for basic human needs, and every other place where water has been privatized, user rates have gone up.
Scanlon says Milwaukee leaders should look creatively at other revenue sources for the local waterworks. City Comptroller Wally Morix first brought forward the privatization study, citing worries about a lot of red ink in future city budgets. Morix says he'll now look at maximizing revenue within the current publicly run water system.
If you're looking to maximize revenue, you can anticipate that one avenue, if you raise rates, revenue will go up. That's a potential out there. I mean, we're facing a $100 million deficit, but again, those folks in there who just voted to do this are the ones that vote on rate increases.
The idea of holding back on privatizing management of Milwaukee's drinking water now goes to the full Common Council. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.